dangers of not tipping, aside from the fact that it is bad karma.
Just awful.
Oh, it's like pouring battery acid on your karma.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Check out this story. Woman in L.A. ordered a pizza, didn't tip the driver. So a week later, dude leaves a 4-page handwritten letter at her door. And this is the woman explaining the contents of the letter.
I delivered you a pizza not long ago, and it was not given a tip. I'm just kind of high, so I need your tip money to stay toasty. And if it turns out that the delivery driver is me again, and you do not tip yet again, I'm gonna probably rob you. I'm joking, but not really. And it seems that he is very unstable. I've been in situations when people have walked out and not left me anything, and I'm not seeking them out, leaving them 4-page letters. I think a lot of people would brush it off and say, oh, haha, that's a funny letter, until something happened.
Now, what's interesting to me about this is that, all right, would you admit in a story that becomes national news that you didn't leave a tip? That you stiffed the driver.
If somebody's showing up a week later leaving me this long letter and saying that they're probably going to rob me, yeah.
I don't know, I'm on the fence.
I would out myself. No, I would totally out myself. And she works in the service industry. This is really surprising because she was saying, like, when people leave, I don't go chase them, but...
The fact that the driver admitted he was high, and he sounds like he's high a lot,
mm-hmm.
and sounds like he was high when he was writing the 4-page letter, mm-hmm. as in not good editing skills, because that letter probably could have been a paragraph
yeah.
if you wanted to be threatening. I find the most threatening letters are short and to the point.
Yeah.
But is that a mitigating circumstance in the threat of violence to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When people are high, they're not using their right minds. And if they're thinking, I'm high, I want to get more high, and he's saying when he's high, I'll rob you.
So more to my point.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you go, yes, I would out myself, say I didn't tip, and then deal with it.
Now,
she did.
There is, looking, this is not said in the audio that you just heard, but she ordered from a third-party pizza delivery service.
Mm-hmm.
So she ordered a fancy pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a Domino's.
Not just Domino's. Yeah.
She ordered a fancy pizza where they didn't deliver to her delivery area.
Yep.
And yeah, I want the fancy pizza. And so I'm going to get this third party place to do it. And so they charged her a delivery fee. She says she thought the tip was included in the price.
All right. And I know sometimes it can be a little confusing, but no, they prompt you to add gratuity or add tip when you're checking this out. I think that that's a lie.
And every place has your delivery fee, and then you are still expected
yeah.
to tip. As a server, you know this.
Yes, as a server, you absolutely know this.
And
this
then you also get that secondary confirmation of knowing this when dude comes up to your door and says, hey, lady, here's your pie.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, okay, thanks. And then you take it, and he goes,
or he just kind of...
Or stands on your door for a second?
Stands there, yeah, for a little bit longer and doesn't go away immediately. Like, doesn't rush off to get to the next spot. Yeah.
I always think the shame of not tipping is worse than having your life, I think, jokingly threatened by a stoner.
Not tipping is bad. No, I think... who knows? I don't know what kind of drugs he's even talking about, but... I'm so not ever letting somebody get not tipped. Like the other day I ordered and I tipped online and then the delivery guy showed up and I still felt like you have to give him a tip. Like it just feels weird to not exchange that with him. So I gave him some more cash. I know, but I'm just like, it's just such bad karma, like you said, to not tip. I go out of my way to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right. Well. We were purely telling you this story because I do not believe that pizza delivery drivers in Utah are that much different than pizza delivery drivers in California,
no.
Paris, or Bangladesh. They're all to tip
that's
people.
That's right, or Bangladesh.
Lest you receive a handwritten note, which was, you know, by the way, within the lines of like that line
the
sheet of notebook paper.
Yeah.
Okay.